Penguin Random House Audio presents Spirit of the Wolves, The Wolf Chronicles, Book 3, by Dorothy Hurst. Read for you by Justine Eyre. 1. I crouched at the edge of fallen tree gathering place, a freshly caught rabbit warm and limp in my jaws, my haunches trembling. The Swift River wolves were preparing for a morning hunt, touching noses and speaking quietly to one another. Dawn light filtered through the branches of two tall oaks that stood guard at the clearing's edge, dappling the fallen spruce that divided my pack's largest gathering place. No, not my pack. I was no longer a Swift River wolf, and Fallen Tree was no longer my home. It was the place where I had learned what it was to be wolf, to run the hunt and howl the song of the pack, but I no longer knew if I was welcome there. I had chosen my task over my family, and my former packmates were as likely to chase me away as they were to greet me. I was tempted to turn tail and run, but in the last hours I'd seen a packmate murdered, survived a fight with a human who had sliced open my haunch, and climbed painfully out of a pit I'd thought inescapable. I wouldn't turn coward now and forsake the wolves who'd raised me. I had just one chance to get them to listen to me, and if I could not, they would die. A soft grunt drew my attention to a patch of moss just outside the gathering place and to the human girl asleep upon it. Ta Lee, whom I loved as much as I would my own pup. Her legs were drawn up to her chin, and she shivered under the preyskin clothing the humans wore to keep warm. When I was 4 moons old, I had pulled her from the hungry waters of the Swift River, saving her life and breaking one of the most sacred rules of wolfkind.